Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of the Morning Devotional. My name is Pastor William Hill. I'm the pastor of Providence Church. That's a congregation of the Presbyterian Church in America. Today is Monday, November 2nd, 2020. And this is edition number 28 as we continue through season two of the Morning Devotional. This morning, I want to just briefly touch on a few subjects a little bit different over the next few days. I am in the middle of preparing to move to Evansville, Indiana from Newport, Tennessee, and so things are a little bit disheveled in my life right now, but I trust in time over the next week or so, things will get back to some semblance of normal, and I'll continue working my way through the Sermon on the Mount, probably beginning next Monday. However, over the next few days, I would like to just look at some practical matters dealing with the subjects of God's providence, His sovereignty and rule in our lives as Christians, even the subject of prayer, and perhaps touching on the issues of worry and anxiety. I've done a little bit of the latter already, but I would do want to come back to that throughout the course of the next few days. We are in this country anyway, in the United States, we're facing a national election with many implications, as many of you know. But as Christians, we are to live our lives dependent and trusting on God Himself for all that happens. And so these will serve as just a reminder for many of you about these things. But let's pray first, and then we're going to look briefly at Proverbs chapter 3 this morning. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for your mercies to us and how you have been so good and kind to your people, that you love and cherish us and you have told us to trust you. And so we ask that you help us, even by your Spirit, to trust you, to rest upon you. We pray for your mercy to us this day. We might serve you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We pray for your church that she might look to you and might recognize that you alone are the divine sovereign of heaven and earth. Help us this morning, we pray, for Christ's sake. Amen. I do want to look at just very briefly this morning, probably not as lengthy as normal for reasons I've already mentioned, but I want to look at Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. These are very familiar words to many of you. We read the words of Solomon here, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths." Now these verses are often used, aren't they, to encourage us in matters that face us when we have decisions that we need to make. We are often given these verses, or they come to mind as we ponder whether to take a particular job or move to a particular area or whatever the decision is that we have to make, that we don't have necessarily a clear-cut directive in Scripture as to how we are to proceed. But we are told in very certain terms here in these two verses, as well as elsewhere, to trust in the Lord. And so Solomon, he begins there in verse 5, and he tells us to trust in the Lord, not our own wisdom or understanding of matters, but in him alone. Now, what is it to trust something? What is it to place hope in something? Well, to trust something is that which we do almost every single day of our lives. We probably give little or no thought to this concept of trusting, but every time you sit down in a chair, you are placing your trust in the chair. You're trusting that that chair is going to hold you up. It's going to sustain you. It's going to keep you from hitting the floor. You probably don't consider its construction when you go to sit down in it. You just sit down in it. And in much the same way as Christians, we should reach that point. We should, as we grow and mature in the Lord, we should find ourselves fleeing in that way to Him in all things. And so we place our whole weight, our whole confidence, our whole hope, our whole future, our whole being in the Lord Himself. Not our own understanding, as the psalmist or as King Solomon tells us here, not our own understanding of matters, because the fact is that we have little understanding of much. Part of the problem with fallen man is they boast in their own arrogance and their own knowledge of things. But the fact is, we don't have a clue what tomorrow even holds for us. We don't know what tomorrow brings. We have no understanding of that. We simply are told here to trust in the Lord. He who holds the future, the Alpha and the Omega, he who holds those things in his hands, we are to trust him. Now, we're to trust him with our whole heart. And of course, in Scripture, the heart is that center seat of emotion. It's that place where our whole being is expressed. It's where everything springs, as Jesus teaches us in the New Testament, that the actions and intentions of man come from the heart of man. And so we trust in the Lord with all of our being. With everything that we know, when we begin to waver or wander or worry or stress or anxiety begins to creep in, we turn away from those things that can help us in no way, and we place our confidence in the Lord. Now, we are to trust in him. Now, why is it that we are told to trust in the Lord, and why is it that we should trust in the Lord? Well, simply because the Lord has never ever let his people down. We have let him down many times, and we live our lives a life of repentance. We seek forgiveness of sin, and he's gracious to forgive us. He is just, he is faithful to forgive us. But God is always faithful to his people, and he proves that faithfulness to us all the time. When we pray, give us this day our daily bread, we have eaten this day. We have been supplied with the needs that we have for this day, to accomplish the mission and purpose that the Lord has for us to do. And so we have many examples in Scripture of the times in which God has been more than faithful to God's people. And so as we find ourselves in circumstances in which we're compelled to trust him, we need to remind ourselves of the many ways throughout our lives God has been so faithful to you and so faithful even to me. The story is told, of course, in the Old Testament of Abraham and Sarah. They're promised a son. And of course, Sarah laughs and she thinks it's ridiculous. She's past the age of childbearing. But God comes at the appointed time and he proves once again his faithfulness to his promises. And so we trust in the things that the Lord has told us, his promises for his people, to be with us, to never let us go, to bring us safely to our heavenly rest, to persevere us even to the very end, to watch over us, to guide us, to direct us, and to help us in those times of uncertainty, which is most times in the life that we live. It goes on in verse 6, in all your ways acknowledge him. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Simply put, we are to turn to the Lord in prayer and pleading for wisdom that only he can offer. And the book of James tells us where we might find that wisdom, that divine understanding of things. It comes from the one who is all wise. And so he's faithful to give to us the wisdom that we need to accomplish the tasks or the circumstances that face us each day. None of this is easy at times. Undoubtedly, it's hard for some of you to do this. But as we mature, as we grow in the faith, and as we train our minds to trust him, to rest upon him, we do it by acknowledging our weakness and prayer and pleading to him for help that we might have wisdom to know what to do and how to live. And so in all of your ways, it says, acknowledge him. Come to him in prayer and pleading, pouring out our hearts before God for the help that we indeed need each and every day of our lives. So this is just a brief reminder, indeed, of a very simple truth of the Christian life, that we are to trust in the Lord. We are to place our whole hope and confidence in him. And knowing that as we acknowledge him and as we pray and plead with him, he will indeed guide us and direct us and take us exactly where he wants us to be, remembering always that your God is for you And he is working all things according to the counsel of his own perfect righteous will, both for his glory's sake and for your good. So as those that are the apple of the eye of the divine God of heaven and earth, we can place our confidence in him. Well, I trust these times are a blessing to you, and I trust they are. If you would like to contact me, that information is there before you on the screen. So until Tuesday, may God richly bless you and help you to trust him with all of your heart.